The very next day, Lara and her friends went over to Paul's house and hid behind a bush. "I can't believe we're kidnapping a dog. Can't we go to jail for something like this?" asked Lara. "Oh, relax, Lara. We're going to return him as soon as we're done talking to Paul." "You don't know what we're dealing with here," explained Josh. "Here, doggy doggy. That's a good dog. Come here." Josh beckoned to the dog with a deliciously flavored sausage. Pip wasn't the brightest of dogs. When he smelled the sausage in Josh's hand, he followed without putting up a fight. "Gotcha!" cried Henry as he thrust a small net over Pip. But Pip didn't even bark at all. He was so busy chewing on the sausage that it didn't care what was going on around him. "All right then, Mary. You take this dog to your house. We'll leave a note here for Paul," said Henry. "I don't feel right about this, guys. How do we even know that Paul has any information on the mirror?" asked Sharon. "When did you decide to be so noble, Sharon?" asked Josh. "If you're not going to help, then just go home." "Paul, we have your dog. If you want Pip back, come to 24 Pickett Street. If you tell anyone, you'll never see your dog again," from Anonymous, read the note. "Oh, that's really smart. Tell him my address and put Anonymous at the end," pouted Mary.